Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Just to complete the hypothetical.
Yeah.
What would each of us do if we faced Justin Tucker allegations? We host a radio show, and we haven't made millions like Justin Tucker.
Right.
Okay.
Well, first of all, Odyssey would probably fire us.
I would assume, yeah.
But if they didn't fire us, I would take an extended leave of absence.
I think I'm the same.
How long?
No, I think you have to attack it head on. I think you have to.
Well, hold on. Did I do it? Or did I not do it?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
If I did it, I'm taking an extended leave of absence.
I'm going to assume you didn't. You're just being wrongly accused.
If I didn't do it, I'm coming in here and stating my case.
All right, so we're saying innocence. It's a big difference now. You're saying you're assuming you did it.
If I'm assuming I did it, and I
know the allegations are true,
yeah,
I'm probably going to still deny.
You're just a forge onward. Put your head down and deny it.
I would disappear. But then you look guilty. If I did it, yeah. If I knew I did it and I was being accused by multiple women.
It's way different whether you did it or you didn't.
There's no chance I'm showing up.
If you did it, I mean, if you got big enough cojones to come in and just face the pressure and the joning and the ridicule and the shrapnel, I guess you could do that. Or you could just, Drab told us a few weeks ago that Odyssey doesn't even have like vacation days or whatever. You can take whatever you want.
What do you mean they don't have?
They don't distinguish vacation days from personal days.
Yeah, so like it's very nebulous. Is that taking time off? So I'd probably walk into CK's office and say, "I'm going to be gone for about a month
for reasons to be disclosed."
Later.
The reason I ask if I did it or didn't do it because if I did it and I knew I was guilty, my mind would be just effed.
Right.
So I would not be able to do a 4-hour sports show and do Junkerty questions. Right. I mean,
but a month later,
I didn't do it, I would come in here, I'd be vociferous, and I would state my case, and I would call all those women liars, and I'd tell them why.
I would bring my attorney in here, and he'd be sitting right here, and then when it came to it, I would hand him the mic, and then he would defend me because I'm an innocent man. I'm being framed.
But
if I didn't do it.
But if I did it, I would be so freaking ashamed because of my daughters, what my daughters thought about me. There's no way I could come in here.
And if I did do it and had the balls.
So you'd quit forever? Because at some point,
I mean,
you got to make money.
But Odyssey wouldn't say come back. If I took 2 months off, they wouldn't say, yeah, come on back. They'd say, all right, you're done.
Well, you do work in radio. I think there's I mean, they might let you back.
Take the Odyssey part out of the equation. The hypothetical.
So if I was just like a teacher?
No, just you're coming back. So you're basically never coming back to work.
Find something else to do.
I mean, Find another gig.
I could do something in a different industry that they don't know about it. But I don't think I could do radio if I was being accused by
too high
nine
profile.
Women.
Would you change your name? Wouldn't those allegations follow you everywhere?
I don't know. That's a good question.
If you took a job at Steampunk.
Put it this way. I know I'll never have to experience that.
Right. Because
so I don't know how to answer your question. So I'm just telling you, I could not come back here.
My advice would be, guys, especially if you're super horny, just stay away from the massage parlors. It's just bad. There's no upside for you to go to a massage parlor.
No, just
even if you can keep it in your pants. There's no upside to going.
Go to a massage parlor. I mean, I had plenty of massages. Keep your drawers on.
I went to a masseuse at Pebble Beach. It was the best massage I've ever
had. Just don't take your friggin' pants off.
Don't be inappropriate.
Well, there is more to it than just sexual urges if you are doing this. I mean, it is a sense of entitlement and power and enforcing yourself.
Right.
It's definitely part of that.
I'm sure there's some of that.
I mean, rape isn't going down to sexual urges. It's all about controlling women.
Right, it's power control. Yeah.
I mean.
So there's a part of him that loves that, if that's true, or whoever does it.
Hey, since you're, silly management now, what would your perspective be?
Manage it for 10 days.
Well, brand manager, whatever.
Yeah.
You find out one of the junkies, Baltimore Banner says, John Auviller, John Paul Flame, whoever, fill in the blank. What's your advice for us?
Ten women coming forward and accusing. Yeah, what's the PR?
I feel like they're soft. They would say you need to stay away for a couple weeks.
I don't know.
I think that's what they would say.
Yeah, there's no way CK and you would allow me to come back here if I was being accused. So much negative publicity.
Yeah, but if you came back, listeners. Yeah, if you came back, it would be huge.
Yeah, it's true.
Get a lot of
big
listeners,
ratings,
man.
Pop.
It would.
I understand, but Channel 4 and Fox 5 would be down here trying to do interviews.
No such thing as bad publicity.
For ratings.
It's true.
Yeah.
Ratings.
You could build it up. Maybe you sit him out for like 2 weeks. You just tease it for two weeks.
Well, two weeks.
Chase is going to come back.
Let me flip it. What would you do for ratings?
Yeah, I think, look.
I think I would
EB
eat it.
EB and I both say.
I think I would eat it. I would come
it's
in.
It's true. We got to make money. We're not independently wealthy. We got to eat it. I think you just got to take it.
If I had 15 or 20 million in the bank, you would never see me. You'd never see me again. Because my reputation is dead.
Right.
You'd pull a Dan Snyder
and move to London.
I'd go buy a cheap boat and live somewhere in Europe.
You think we wouldn't have a table out and reenacting it at 8 o'clock?
Oh, yeah, that's true. What would you do, Valdez?
What would I do?
And what would your advice be if it happened to me, let's say?
My advice, even if you are innocent or guilty, is that whatever you say on radio can be used in court. So you got to be very, very careful about even your denial.
But do I show up and just do business as usual and talk about Luka Doncic?
That's what the donks are doing at ESPN. Emmanuel Acho and all those guys
are being, whatever they are. Yeah, but those aren't crimes.
Huh?
Those aren't crimes.
Yeah, that's not a crime.
Well, they're kind of being inappropriate. I don't think that he's being charged with a crime.
Those were consensual parties.
No, I think the boss is sexual harassment.
Hold on, with Joy and Emmanuel?
Maybe not with Emmanuel, but with the old guy.
Well, I don't know.
Who's the old guy? What's his name? Come on.
He's the executive.
No. Skip Bayless. Skip Bayless is allegedly...
He's on a podcast.
I know, but he hasn't talked about it at all. No one's talking about it. You just plow ahead.
He acts like nothing happened.
You just plow ahead. Just don't even address it.
Yeah, so I think that's probably the best move would be... You show up and just do the show.
You either vehemently deny, present your case right out there, or you just go business as usual. It's like nothing ever happened.
Yeah, but even the denial, you could say something that contradicts whatever statement that you have to the police. And then once you do that, then you're kind of SOL.
Well, in this case, I don't think the police is involved. This is all civil.
That's true. I figured if you guys were involved in something, there'd be some sort of report, some sort of statement. I'm just saying, if you contradict your statement, it would hurt you
in the civil case. But if you were careful and you say, I didn't do it, you can just keep saying, right. you show up to work and say, look, I'm going to keep this simple.
There's a lot of rumors about me right now. Right. It's not true.
Exactly.
I don't know what's going on. This is a shock to me and my family, but just trust me, it's not true.
I'm with you. You say, look, I understand this is titillating and everybody wants to talk about it. I'm going to keep this simple. These are false accusations.
Right.
I did not do it.
If you need a follow-up, speak to my lawyer. He's sitting right here.
I'm not doing that because then you're paying him the whole time.
That's true. You're going to get poor. Yeah. I would need a lawyer that would be willing to work for a discount.
I mean, our company does have some experience with Carton and WFAN. He resigned after he was arrested. For the wire fraud and the gambling.
Like the ticket scam he was running or whatever. He went to jail for it. Yeah.
He's such a nice TV guy. He was such a nice guy.
He's a redemption story.
You like him because he complimented us.
He was so nice to us.
He was very nice to us.
I'm a huge fan of that guy.
That guy, I mean, if you read some of the details, like he had real, like,
he was looking at serious time, too, right? Like, I think he's maybe spent a year or less than a year, but he was looking at serious time at one point. He owed a lot of money.
I mean, he was a big whale at the Borgata back in the day. A big one.
Yeah.
Wasn't he the whole like $1 million?
I'd have to go back and look at the article.
Maybe seven.
It was.
I think it was a lot.
It wasn't great.
Yeah. It was a lot.
Well, we'll see what happens to old JT. See if he's back in the league next year.
Have the Ravens said anything, Valdez?
I think they said they're monitoring the situation.
They've issued a statement.
Yeah, just some bland statement.
I think they said, like, you know, we take these allegations very seriously, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And I guess they just said we'll have to let it play out, but we'll see.
Yeah. I don't know. It's too bad because, I mean, he's an idiot, if it's true. Ruins your entire legacy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's already, like Valdez said, you know, unless there's some sort of unreal 180 I mean, his name is tarnished forever. Like,
of course.
Big time.
I'm sure I'm jinxing us somehow. The junks in almost 30 years, pretty scandal-free.
Don't jinx us, Cakes.
That's what I said. I framed that.
It's pretty scandal.
Like, we're just...
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
What have we...
Don't jinx us.
I'm just putting it out there.
Cakes.
Like, I'm sure a lot of people, I'm sure a lot of the haters early on were like, well, these idiots aren't going to last more than 5 years.
True. They're,
one of them's
but not
gonna,
because of scandal, just because they thought
DWI,
we sucked.
Or one of them's going to get caught at a shady massage parlor or something along those lines. Straight and narrow.
No.
The old junks. Look at that.
I think people thought we weren't going to last because we suck.
That could have been another takeaway, too.
Yeah.
Let me just knock on the wood right here. We're talking about no scandals.
Hey, we had a full house in Tally Ho on Friday. We
certainly did.
We can't suck that bad.
By the way, I don't think I'm ever going to skimp on paying tolls again because I took the longest, most roundabout way.
Like $6 or something.
To avoid that damn Dulles Greenway.
Yep.
And I was driving forever.
What did you take, 7?
I took,
you took 7 all the way out.
To 340 to 15.
Oh, you went the other
I took
way,
the back way.
No, what a weird way.
No, what you needed to do to avoid the tolls is just take the Beltway to Route 7, take Route 7 all the way to Leesburg.
Yeah, I'll do that next time.
I don't know much about Leesburg because I've never really been there many times other than like going to Tally Ho a few times.
Yep.
What's the...
It's a good spot.
It really is a cool little downtown area. Is it known for like being hillbillies or like what's it known for?
Like
everything has a you know
like horse country.
Back in the day,
old school horse country.
There's a lot of horse money out there.
Yeah, horse money.
But,
yeah,
but there's so many people moving out, you know, from the city to Loudoun County. It's just a cool spot.
It's a lot of
good restaurants.
Money out there.
It seems like a nice.
A lot of good restaurants.
Seems like
and
an
bars.
Interesting spot. Is it expensive to live out in Leesburg?
I mean, just
is
like
it as expensive in Ashburn as it is in because Ashburn's kind of expensive.
It's about the same.
It's about
I mean,
the same.
Like if you get a compound,
I mean, it's
but the, it's not
like living
like
in Arlington. No,
but like I mean, if you have a compound on Raspberry Falls, it's going to be expensive.
It is.
Yeah, I mean, it's
is Raspberry Falls Leesburg?
I believe it's right there. Yeah, yeah.
Technically,
yeah,
Leesburg.
Obviously, I've been there.
You'd probably like it, EB. They've got outlets.
Man, I don't really like outlets. I like Marshalls.
Marshalls
greater than any outlet.
I got big news for you. I know we both look our nose down at this particular
Ross.
Discounter.
Yeah.
I was in College Park yesterday, and what used to be the Best Buy right next to the Shoppers in that plaza right off the Beltway is now a Ross Dress for Less.
I don't go to Ross. I'm above it.
I just noticed that yesterday because we had to pop in and buy my kid something on the way back to school.
My buddy tried to get me to go into Burlington.
Okay, Burlington Coat Factory, I'm well aware.
And I went in there, garbage. I'm not a Burlington guy.
When I used to work at Toys R Us at the Gettysburg location, it was a split store. Mm-hmm. Half Toys R Us, half Burlington Coat Factory.
Right.
I don't think either. I know the Toys R Us isn't there. I'm not sure if the Burlington Coat Factory survived.
I don't know. Who goes to Burlington Coat Factory? I went one time.
A lot of
when I was
people.
A kid, we used to shop there all the time.
Yeah, I bet I did, too. I bet my mom did.
One in Arundel Mills.
I mean, my mom used to get my clothes at Kmart. So, I mean, who's kidding?
By the way, speaking of Valdez's family, props to his mom for the delicious peanut butter bites that he brought in.
Yeah,
let me sample one. It was so good.
Yeah, I spent the weekend with my parents after Pete's service.
Yeah,
and everything. Uh-huh. Mom just sent me back with so much food.
Oh, nice.
I know.
Good job.
And they're delectable.
Might have to hook that.
Try one.
Again,
my dad ate the entire blueberry pie.
Oh, he did?
It was really nice to see all the people out of Pete's thing. We talked about it earlier in the show. I think all of Southern Maryland was out there. I mean, just, you know what's funny about that, too, is Pete never name dropped, and he worked with so many different people. You didn't realize all the connections that Pete had.
Yeah. I had some good pictures, though. I don't know if you looked at the pictures, you know, like him and David Robinson, like just think all the Navy people over there. He had a recent one, I think, with Bob Uecker up there.
I mean, Pete was just an icon. Icon.
Yeah. He did play-by-play for Navy for 2 decades.
Yeah.
It ricked me a little bit that during the, they played some music and had some bunch of new photos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then the photo of him at the radio station was with Bodie and Ewok. No, I got Rick a little bit.
They didn't have any Junks photos? Junks didn't make the cut?
No.
Yeah. It's all good.
Did we ever take a picture with them?
That's also true.
I don't think we did.
It's
Why would we take a picture with Pete? It was just Pete.
I mean, I don't remember ever taking a picture with him.
Yeah, we have. So I put up some pictures here. Drab was like, we need to add to our deli wall. Yeah. We've got the deli wall.
But it's like a deli wall.
The deli wall is stalled.
Yeah.
He's like, we have to add one of Pete. And I was like, I don't know that I have one.
We gotta have it. We gotta have some pictures.
I don't know. I have some pictures because I added them to my file when I do. When the stall is lifted from the deli wall stall, I'll add a Pete one on there for sure.
All right,
it just might not have the junkies in there.
It's all good. That's fine.
I don't know if it'll have EWOD. That's pretty random.
I barely remember him. See the one that we played the dating game with? We were playing those clips last week.
Did.
Yeah. Was he like in Arizona or something? He moved
to Colorado for a while. But I think he might have moved since then too.
He lives in Arizona.
Yeah.
Oh yes. Okay.
Yeah.
So somehow I got
it right.
He's
moved on.
Yeah.
All right, good for him.
All right. Coming up next, let's get into the Grammys and how some of these wackadoos are dressing.
Did you watch the Grammys?
I did not watch the Grammys.
What did I watch?
Red carpet.
Red carpet.
Yeah, and you're
so
weird.
You could talk about it big time.
You.
I mean, I don't even know half of these people.
Right. I don't understand why you're watching.
I have no idea who these people are.
We'll get into that next here on the Junkies. Hey, this is a cool surprise. Our old pal Rich Voss, comedian, has called into the show. I think Valdez was trying to flag him down on Friday.
Well, we brought it up because we had that comic on and we couldn't track him down. And we were like, we haven't heard from Voss in a while.
Yeah, Sam Morrell
on. Voss would never miss a radio hit.
Rich Voss.
No. Well, hey, how's it going, you guys?
What's up,
where you been, man?
Yeah, man. You've been.
Well, I've been waiting for you guys to call me. There's four of you with phones. There's only one of me.
That's a good point.
Okay. Good point. Good point.
Who did you have on? Sam Morrell?
Yeah.
Is
he your buddy?
What do you think about him?
Very funny. Very funny guy.
Yeah, no, he was good. But we couldn't track him down. And then I saw, like, he does a lot of these, you know, local news shows when he's in town, I guess. And he gets kicked off him. And I didn't know if he was doing it on purpose, if he was trolling him. He said he was just being stupid. Like, he didn't, you know, I don't know.
No, he does that on, like, the TV, those morning shows that four people are watching, you know. First, here's the thing, and I think he's very funny, and don't plan to be edgy. Just be edgy with Rich Voss. But he is one of the funnier guys out there. You know, I mean, look, they're not in my league, you know. Hey, listen, I like these kids. I almost lost my voice here. I'm going to Vegas. I got to work all week. And if your listeners want to make money, do the opposite of what I'm doing. Because I'm going to take the over. I am so tired of teams hurting me. They hurt me. Like I took Washington. I figured 6 points. Mm-hmm. You know, they're on a roll. And here's my advice.
Yeah.
Intellect over emotions. Bet with your brain, not your heart, because your heart will. I'm telling you, your heart will always kill you.
I thought you weren't into gambling.
Do you hate the Eagles? Is that why you bet on the Commanders? I mean, yes, they were on a roll, but do you hate the Eagles? You live in Jersey. I would think that's Eagles country.
No. Well, first of all, I don't live in South Jersey. Okay. I'm not some stupid South Jersey jumping on the Eagles bandwagon. I don't hate the Eagles. I don't hate them. I just like underdogs. I like underdogs because, you know, I grew up an underdog, you know, when I grew up in Bel Air as an underdog. You know, I'm looking at these, you know. Anyhow, no, I just, who, somebody text me. I don't know. It's probably I'm taking Uber to the airport. Mm. And I have nothing when I call in. I'm so much better in studio.
Where are you playing in Vegas?
At the crap table. Oh, at the Rio, at the Comedy Cellar at the Rio.
Oh, nice.
Last time I was in Vegas at the crap table, I'm not lying, I held the dice for almost an hour. I started with $300, walked away with $5,000.
Oh, nice.
I won formula and diapers for so many people at the table. It was crazy. They were going nuts. I'm telling you, when the dice table's hot, like the head of the clan is high fiving when the table's hot.
Right.
Okay, I'm telling you, there's no better feeling. Not even one upstairs.
Right.
You know, who I call my wife. Anyhow,
are you still doing the pot? Did I see you? Did you do some like thing like you're not doing the pot anymore? Am I crazy?
Well, no, we rebranded
it.
Rebranded. Now we do it in a studio, and we have guests, and we talk. You know, it's better than her just sitting downstairs arguing. God, I bet your Sam was so much funnier than this. Anyhow, downstairs, all right. But he wrote his. You know, I do it off the top of my head.
Right.
You know, we have guests and stuff on.
When they come to your house? Oh no, they go to the studio. Where's the studio?
In New York. Where's the studio? In Weehawken, stupid. New York. What do you think the studio is? You live in L.A. Where's the studio?
I don't know.
He wants the street address.
When's the last time you were in D.C.?
Oh.
He does Baltimore.
I was in a long time ago, but I have nothing in D.C.
You got to come back to D.C.
I have the Arlington Draft House in, like, May, I think.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, then you got to come in.
Hey, E.B. wants to build a golf shed. You do the gardening stuff. Could you? Maybe Voss could build you a golf shed. He wants a simulator and all that stuff.
I think Bonnie does all the work. He just stands there.
He's the idea guy?
Yeah.
No, first of all, I do 90% of the work, and I have a feeling this summer I'm going to have to do all the work. I just think my crew won't be here, but
I got the joke.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying, I do the work, but I should have ended on that. I think I was
that was a good one.
We bought a new house and there's not much work as our old place. You're going to build one of those golf sheds?
Yeah. I'd like to do it in my house, but I don't have big enough ceiling. I just don't have room in my house.
So just go put a net in the backyard. You know, those whole
sheds. I have some of that. Yeah.
He's hitting 100 balls a day.
That's the only way to get better. By the way, I saw you drinking a mocktail. Have you always done that? Because I was thrown. I was like, I think Voss is drinking.
No. First of all, it was club soda with a little cranberry.
It looked like a cocktail to me.
I don't care what it looks like. You know,
right.
I've walked into buildings with models. You're not going as Voss with her. No. That's quite obvious. Right. Listen. First of all, this month I'll have 39 years clean.
Unbelievable.
39.
Congrats. That's awesome.
Okay. If I were to get high, it wouldn't be on alcohol. Yeah. I'm not a sissy. Right. Okay, all right. You won't see me wearing a Rolex anymore. Wow. What happened to his watch? You know, whatever.
Are you still buying stuff on eBay and doing all that?
I bought something a couple weeks ago, right? And I'm in my hotel. Like, I left the house. And I buy it on Amazon. I'm in my hotel. My wife's calling, complaining, having a meltdown. And really, all I want to ask her is, did I get a package? Hey, listen, I know your grandmother died, but I ordered boots. I swear to God, this is no lie. This is no lie. Like a month ago, I was on Amazon. I bought hearing aids. I don't need them. I don't, but they look so cool. They look so cool to have. Right? They were a good deal. And I just bought some more survival stuff. But you never know who's going to come to your house and go, hey, do you have any extra hearing aids?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Might be able to flip them or something. Yeah.
I don't know. I just buy stuff. I buy survival. My trunk is full of survival backpacks, you know, in case I have to run into the woods. I have everything. I'm telling you. You know, I don't know what my kids and wife are going to do. They're on their own, but I got enough for me. Okay? Hey, it was good knowing you guys. Yeah. I'm out.
I'm sure Bonnie loves the Amazon guy coming over all the time.
Oh, who, really? Oh, what a dream. We were in bed the other night. And I go, look, we've been married 20 years. If you're seeing somebody else, if you're having an affair, just be honest and tell me so I can get... I need a story. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When she told me about her college professor, you know how excited I got? I quit school. So to hear college stories, oh my God. You know, she's telling me about a college professor, and I'm just going, you really went to college? That's unbelievable.
Hold on, did she have an affair with her college professor?
Well, she at least told me that. I don't know. I don't care.
Really? That's
tell me
pretty
a lot.
Good.
What do I care?
Yeah, he cares about the story.
The story. You want all the details.
But I have to, I have to see what he looks like, in the story. You know, it's crazy when you take on roles of different people, say I become like Frank and she's Mary, and then you get jealous of your own role, like you're doing it. And she goes, hey, Frank. I go, wait, are you seeing Frank on the side? Wait, what's going on with you and Frank? First of all, we don't do anything. We have separate bedrooms.
Do you?
Oh yeah, I snore and I come in late. Right. So we have a big house. We have separate. But if we do something and she comes to my room when we're done, I'm like, hey, look, you gotta run. I always give her like one of my CDs or a shirt, what I mean? I go, here, take this with you. I'll call you in the morning for breakfast.
That's hilarious.
Are you still playing golf all the time?
Well, not, I'm in Jersey.
Not now.
The last two times I played, I shot 83 and 80. I had to go for an MRI on my shoulder when I get back. I'm talking to my favorite radio host, Bonnie, in D.C.,
Does she know
who
that is?
She gave me the thumbs up. Has she ever? She's been into you guys one time.
Yeah. She came in once. Yeah,
the sports junkies. Yeah, no, she just got up. You got to see her walking. She has her like thing on her that she wears over her eyes because it's on top of her head. Mm-hmm.
The sleep mask.
It's called. What did you say?
Eye mask.
Yeah, called an eye mask.
I don't know why that's funny. It's funny.
What's that?
I don't know why it's funny, but it's funny when you say it.
Yeah, she looks very pretty in the morning, even.
Yeah, well, maybe you need to hang up, go be with her.
Are you kidding me? I'd rather walk through Lebanon wearing a yarmulke.
That's how you go out.
That's a good one. That's
all right, boss. When you come back in town, make sure you come by and see us.
Okay, I give this a 7 out of 10 on this.
No, it was good.
It was
good.
8.5.
I give it a 10.
Yeah.
It's been so long since we talked to you.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. You're right. I'm not used to calling in with you guys. I'm used to going in. So.
When you're in town, come in.
All right, great.
Play some golf.
All right, bro.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, safe trip to Vegas.
All right, it's Rich Voss, everybody. We were just talking about him on Friday, so he calls in today.
If you're a heater like that at the craps table, do people tip you? Like, should people tip you if you're making them like thousands of dollars?
I don't think so.
Maybe.
No?
I have no idea.
You know what? I bet you people do. If you're on a heater,
probably
some
should.
People probably do.
You have the dice for an hour?
It's not much, but they'll give you like $25 or something. Yeah. Depends on how much you win.
When you're on a heater, it just adds to everything.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Remember, coming up at 9 o'clock, David Aldridge is going to join us. We'll talk about all the movement in the NBA, including Luka Doncic to the Lakers. Will the Wizards make a move? Keep it here with the Junkies on The Fan. Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan. You know, we work just a couple blocks away from Nationals Park.
Mm-hmm.
And it appears they're going to do a little overhaul, a little fixing of Nationals Park. Some of the proposals, their renderings out, include in the center field entrance, they want to turn it into a year-round plaza. Mm-hmm. It actually reminds me of what they had in L.A. when I was just there a couple weeks ago for UFC. When you walk into the Intuit Dome, there's a huge plaza there.
Sounds like they want to push the security gates back from where they presently are and make it more of like a gathering place, which I can see. I mean, like, once you walk off the street, which is usually closed down on game days, like, what is there, 15 to 20 feet, and then you're right at the you're right at the gates to get into the stadium.
Right. Right.
So yes. I guess
so they just want to put a bunch of restaurants and shops there. So outside of game days, people still hang out.
And there could be concerts in that plaza area there beyond center field. They also want street level restaurants and shops, which would line the corner of N and First Streets. Right now, it's just as concrete.
Yeah.
Now, there are a ton of restaurants right around. And actually, if you go past center field and you're basically walking towards us, there are a bunch of restaurants, you know, right there.
To but me, the place
within a couple blocks,
that, needs the most upgrade is South Capitol. Once you go up past the MGM Sportsbook and bang a left, and you walk towards like the suite entrances and the media entrances, mm-hmm. it's nothing but like ticket call windows or media entrance and just drab gray. There's nothing there. Like, I can understand why the team wants that area around the ballpark to have some more retail, to have more restaurants instead of just being a walkway where there's no commerce happening. It makes sense that they want this.
Is the city going to help, if not pay for all of this?
Or? I think they're trying to make the argument that the city's helping Ted Leonsis and helping the Wizards and the Caps, and so they want that. They want the kind of like the ugly parking garages you see right now. They want to refurbish and make that more attractive.
So I'm reading the D.C. Council approved a dedicated ballpark preservation and improvement fund. I guess this was last year. Tax dollars generated in the ballpark and then the franchise leases payment for the stadium will be funneled into the fund. So I'm guessing they're getting some city help to do this. I'm not sure how much is it going to cost, but a couple hundred million.
This isn't right at the ballpark, but the block leading up to it, they've done a lot of improvements, like from the bullpen toward the ballpark.
Yeah,
so a lot of new spots have opened, a lot of retail, a lot of I guess condos, like mixed use development, all that stuff's there. But like for the footprint of the actual stadium, they need that to happen on that block towards the river.
Right.
I guess is what this plan looks like.
So they just presented these renderings to a group that included the mayor and the council chair at the Capitol Riverfront bid. So yes, they want the money and they want to upgrade it. It's weird. Like, I go to the local arenas, mm-hmm. whether it's Capital One
yep.
or Nationals Park, and I never think that it's lacking, but it did kind of open my eyes when I went to the Intuit Dome.
Right. Right. When you see something that was just built, I don't know how much money was poured into that, but I'm sure the price tag is probably, I think it was like around $2 billion. Mm. Like, so that's a lot for an NBA arena. So, yeah, you can tell when people are spending a lot of money.
I mean, the renderings always look better than they actually will look. But this looks the center field entryway, that mm-hmm. little plaza there. If they do turn that into, you know, an outdoor spot with restaurants and bars and shops, that looks pretty cool.
Like right there where the gate is,
yes. Right outside MGM Sportsbook.
No, I know where that gate is.
We're talking about moving the gates back, pushing them further back towards the stadium, and then redeveloping
out
that
on the
area.
Street
right
level.
Seems like there's maybe some room for that.
There's definitely room for that because once you clear those gates. There's a good amount of like walking space
maybe
there.
Maybe 50 yards?
Probably. Something around there.
That sounds right.
I would imagine all those parking garages are going to be covered in like new LED lighting, TV screens.
Right.
Put all kinds of messaging and graphics up there, all kinds of cool
stuff.
Just
dress them up and make them look better than.
So I was. Somebody's calling, like a nurse is calling my house, so I had to grab the phone at the beginning of the segment. So what are they actually adding? Did they say?
They're in the.
Planning.
Early phases of trying to win over the city to have the city give them money.
We're in the
so
phase
they can
where,
it.
Like, when somebody brought the drawings of the moat around the stadium to Bruce Allen to his desk, he's like, "Well, that looks like a great idea." Like, that's the kind of that's the stage we're in right now.
Gotcha.
I mean, nothing's been been no money dedicated to it. There's
I still feel like
no
like,
plans yet.
I still feel like you said that it's been like developed really well. Be honest with you, over the last 5 to 7, 8 years over there, there's a lot of stuff.
There's a lot of new businesses. Yeah.
But in terms of the actual park, there's hasn't been much added.
The actual park, yeah.
Because it's been 17 years now since they built that.
Yep.
So they haven't, I guess they just figure it's time.
Mm-hmm.
You know? What do people think when they go? I always have a good time when I go there. Do the people think it's like,
I mean, as somebody who goes a couple times a year, I've always had good experiences at Nationals Park.
I've always liked it.
But it could use some sprucing up, especially on the footprint of the stadium.
I'd say it doesn't have as much character as many other stadiums. You know what I mean? I don't have a problem with it, and I just said before, I think it's fine. But then when you see other places, you understand what they're going for.
It's fine. It's kind of plain-ish. But I feel like the landscape around it makes it come to life.
Yeah, they're just trying to...
The buildings around it in the
background. They're trying to add... I mean, I think Cakes is right. Like, on the South Capitol Street side, it's just concrete. Uh-huh. Right?
Right.
And like, so they want to have restaurants and have it lit up nice
on
that side. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I would guess...
And they want the... According to this, they want the walking to be better on First Street as well, all the way to the Anacostia River.
Yeah. Or walkability.
They want people to go to these places when the Nats aren't playing.
Right. Year-round. Right.
Correct.
Right.
So that's why they want to do it. Build it up and put some rooftop bars. And
well, they still have Tom's Watch Bar there, right?
Yes.
I went to the one in National Harbor yesterday, and I got to tell you, remember we had Tom out?
Yes.
And he invited us out, and we did a food tasting of basically the entire menu.
Yep.
The food's good.
We were at Tom's Watch Bar during the blizzard that rolled through here a couple weeks ago.
What'd you guys order? Did you order food or only drinks?
I think we did both.
We watched the Lions-Vikings game.
I got a burger. It was silly.
I had a burger. I had that avocado burger. It was so silly.
I think that's what I got.
I think it was the bacon avocado burger.
Yeah,
it was good. It's a little pricey. For, you know, like a bar, but it's good food. Mm-hmm. It's way better than average bar food.
If they add all these retail and restaurants, they need to do better hiring than some of the other spots down here. We won't name the spot where we just got horrible, terrible service. And it wasn't the first time.
It was a waitress who didn't want business. She didn't want to deal with anybody sitting down at a table.
I don't know. Usually when I waited tables, I made about $1.50 an hour in salary. So I actually had to go wait tables to make something called tips to earn some money. Maybe she's making like $20 an hour, and I don't know it. She doesn't have to actually wait on people.
Last season, somebody from Bleacher Report ranked all the stadiums. They do this a lot. And says the field at Nationals Park isn't offensive, but the stadium feels like a much worse version of Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia. And it goes on to say, you know, there's not a lot of life at the stadium. There's problems with the press box. And then the final line, it says, outside of the fiasco in Oakland, the Nationals have the worst outdoor stadium in baseball.
Oh, wow. Man, that's not great.
I didn't think it was that bad.
I mean, you don't want to get
comped. This is pretty generic.
Yeah.
Well, that's not, yeah, that's.
Yeah.
But you don't want to get comped to, was that Oakland Alameda County Stadium back in the day? Like, that place is a hole. 30 years ago.
Who is it that said it was the worst in a National
Bleacher Report. Bleacher Report? But I've seen Nationals Park is always ranked towards the bottom.
Yeah. I mean, I like it, but, you know.
It could be worse. They just opened that one up in Dallas or Arlington, and people pummel that one all the time.
Why? What do they say the problem? What's the problem with that one?
I think it's just, like, feels so dead.
Too generic?
Yeah. Well, it's closed. It's enclosed.
Ah.
At least most of the time, I think. I don't know if it has a retractable roof.
I'm not a big baseball stadium snob, one way or another.
Well,
I don't feel like
you've been to Camden.
People don't like the Rays stadium, right?
Well, wouldn't you say you like the Camden experience better?
No. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it has clearly Camden Yards has more character and feel to it than Nationals Park.
Oh, it's not.
I mean, nobody would argue that.
That's not even close.
I mean, they started the whole revolution of retro ballparks.
Yeah. They've got to be, I mean, you got like Fenway, Wrigley, maybe Yankees. I mean, it's out there in the top five. It's got to be, right?
Do people just kill the new Yankee Stadium? I'm assuming, like, compared to the old Yankee Stadium?
I don't think they kill it.
I don't know. I mean, the old Yankee Stadium was
it's not nearly as good. But
old Yankee Stadium was terrible.
It was a dump, but it had a lot of charm.
Look, baseball, it had charm because it had a history.
Baseball Cakes went to Yankee Stadium.
That's right. We went together for Billy Crystal's movie.
That's right. Took a trip to New York City.
61?
I've been to Fenway. I've been to Fenway a bunch of times.
Yeah.
It's about as comfortable as, you know, sitting in a bathroom.
As Gitmo?
It's not. I mean, it's got charm and history, but it's not comfortable.
No.
Hey, sitting in a bathroom can be comfortable sometimes,
No,
Jason.
It ain't. I'm just trying to think of all the...
They keep them clean at TJ Maxx, I'm telling you.
See, I've been to a Rocky game. I've been to a Padre game.
Once in a...
Been to a Dodger game.
And you've been to a lot of the stadiums.
I've been to a lot of stadiums.
Look at you.
Hey, we should call you Branch. You're almost as good as Tree.
Yeah, nice. Let's see. Hold on. Pirates, no. Cincinnati, no. Cubs. I've never been to Wrigley. I've been to a Phillies game.
Man, you're doing the whole tour.
Hold on. I've been to a Seattle Mariners game. I've been to Detroit game, but at the original Tiger Stadium.
Yeah.
That was it was uncomfortable. It was pretty cool.
You didn't go to
closing on double digits.
Yeah, good for you.
Hold on. I've been to, obviously, Fenway, Baltimore, Yankees. Yes, I've probably been to like 8 or 9. Coors Field is very cool.
I've been to 3.
I think I've maxed out at 3. I think that's it.
Did I go to Coors Field? No, I went to the one in Arizona. What is that? Where was that one called?
It used to be Chase One, but no chance. It's still called Chase One Ballpark.
Yeah, I went to that one.
All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about the big trade that went down. Luka Doncic to the Lakers, Anthony Davis to the Mavericks. David Aldridge from The Athletic will join us next here on The Junkies.